Welcome to the Grace Ops Podcast Devotional Edition. We've taken the five-star charge and developed a series of devotionals based on our core values. You know, our charge: honor, affection, liberty, war, and valor. And we'll be releasing them weekly here on the app and other social media platforms. These devotionals are to help each of us with our own walk in pursuit of God, and also to provide a point of discussion for your band of brothers. So enjoy this week's devotional written by Brian Phillips. It's called Abide in Christ. The scripture that goes along with this week's devotional is John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So the devotional reading is this. Jesus came to show us the Father. This means that in him we see the very nature of God. He is the image of the invisible God as described in Colossians. Christ is not only showing us the heart and nature of our Father in heaven, but he is also showing us how to live upright and holy lives. Because of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, we can be forgiven and restored. What the first Adam corrupted, the second Adam, Christ, redeemed as the one who was slain. His blood has power to conquer sin and death because he lived a holy life and knew no sin. Christ restores us to a full relationship with God. The Holy Spirit then animates our lives and trains us to walk in holiness. It's not some mystical, ethereal, impossible thing to do. Holiness is setting your heart apart from the world and setting it on Christ. Grace helps us live holy lives. It is key for those who follow after Messiah as his disciples to focus on abiding in him and his community. He told us that if we do not abide in him, we can do nothing for him. His presence is the key to our strength and ability to produce a kingdom-advancing life. So if we lack his presence, we are open to all kinds of sin and stumbling. If we maintain his presence, however, we can live as Christ and conquer in this life. I love the picture of the vine and branches. The branch can withstand the storm because it is connected to the source of life. How are you honestly doing right now at abiding in Christ? It has been my experience that all hell will come against this assignment, and even more the lifestyle to abide. So we must be sober-minded as we walk all of this out together. His community is established to help us stay focused and motivated to abide. My brothers in Christ seem to have strength right at the point when I need it most. And I too have also been able to strengthen them in their times of weaknesses. We are not alone in this journey, and I hope you are leveraging the power of community. Action steps for this devotional. What is your plan to increase abiding in Christ? If we fail to plan, then we plan to fail. Be intentional. Be specific. Be honest with yourself. Until next time, live upright.